And a good night was had by all.
Yes.
Oi, oi!
Oi, oi! What'd you call me, you old bastard? Welcome to Every Number One Ever, user-generated content for the Web 2 world. Hooked to the interface, we've created our own systems and are propping up mid-era internet with content, content, content. Snappy title, retro logo, developing from a solid structure into something more sprawling. Hooking you in with in-jokes, self-referential themes, and a loose game theme tickling your serotonin box. So why keep you junkies hanging on any further? Before us, nine number ones are ready to be rated or slated. The
Ooh,
good
I like that.
Bolster... There's still a few out there. It's amazing, isn't
rated
it?
Rated or slated, yeah.
The good bolster up our pantheon, the best of music. The bad dispatch into the bin of eternal fiery flame. A peril aspect to the podcast is brought in by the way of having to choose a randomly selected number two single if you bin. Why? I could say it's to test the old adage that number two singles are better than number ones. I could also suggest that it makes us consider the number ones more seriously, as choice is always more appropriate than look, but the simple reason is cause. To put a topper on this marvellous podcast venture, we've handpicked three presenters that cover all viewpoints, fully diverse from a variant of backgrounds from different places around the country. No, it's three white northern blokes for your delectation. White bloke one would like to sweep you off your feet and take you to the Greek Isle of his local Morrison's because he just loves hummus. It's Craig Lowe.
Well, hi there, Scylla.
And the usual response is like, bananas or something like that.
Liam's here too.
I am Matt. Let's fucking do the machine. Christ. And today's machine is called is...
Rocket from the Encryption.
Lovely.
Rocket from the Crypt and the process of obfuscating information.
Yes. Lovely. Delightful. Thank you. Next. Have you managed to, I was going to say soil yourself, I meant ground yourself.
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay there?
Yeah.
Okay. Shall we begin then? And to give Matt time to recover, I'm going to go first. So, my first number one of this week is unique number one 502. It was number one for the first time on the 29th of May 1982. Apparently one of my favourite years.
Yep.
According to last week's Stats Attack. And it was number one for 2 weeks. Any more facts for me? I don't know anything about Rocket from the Rock Band.
It was the way you... Rock Band.
Iranu.
Ooh. This is someone's list song.
Ready? Going on one. Oh, I mean... We were discussing last night about whether what the statistics would be for Madness's House of Fun, for it is that, to be in the last nine songs. We were kind of hoping it was going to... How do you feel?
I feel great. This is fabulous. Lovely stuff.
Craig, talk to me about Madness's House of Fun. For my notes on this, I just said, just don't talk.
That's fine. Madness's House of Fun, a surprising song when you read into the lyrics. It has a very carnival atmosphere, but when you actually read into the lyrics, it is essentially about a young man going to the chemist to buy his first pack of condoms.
Oh, wow.
And the pharmacist behind the counter, not understanding the double entendre, he's trying today to not get embarrassed.
Oh, and what is the double entendre?
Pack of party hats with the colour tape.
Oh, gosh.
Are we on to it's about buying condoms?
Yeah, it's about buying condoms. For...
Wow. Okay. And what makes it so good?
It's a consistent Madness song, isn't it?
I wouldn't say
it's the best.
No, it sort of solidifies everything that Madness had done up to that point. There's a certain amount of seriousness in it. There's a very much playful joy to it. It's got the scar of the old school, but leaning towards the pop that they were then predominantly more known for. It has what became the mainstay of Madness, which was a classic video. It seemed to tick every box at the exact right time, and it also helps that it was the single from their greatest hits.
Ah, okay. Is this their only shot at the Pantheon?
It is.
Did they get any number twos?
What?
Oh, just the one.
Oh, maybe Wings of a Dove have definitely got to number two.
They had so... I know this is not on mic, but they had so many fucking... They sold so many singles.
The highest selling singles artist of the 1980s.
Okie dokie. Well, let's have a quick look. So, their chances of getting into the Pantheon here is either House of Fun.
Yep.
You are correct that Wings of a Dove got a number two. That is their only number two.
I thought so.
What?
Yeah. But like other stuff, tons of stuff in the top 10. Loads of like number sevens, number threes.
Consistently like top 20 from debut through to Sweetest Girl. Sweetest Girl was the first track not to hit top 20.
Well, The Prince didn't get top 10. Their very first single didn't get top 10. It got 16. And then they've got a run, 7, 3, 6, 3, 4, 7, 4, 7, 4. And then 14 for Cardiac Arrest, which I don't actually know. Which is a little bit of a low point, but then they're back to House of Fun immediately after that, and everything remains above the 10th spot until you get to Michael Caine, at which point there's a noticeable kind of ramping off of
I wonder
numbers.
If that's when they go serious. Yeah. That's where Madness stopped being Madness. And
Keep Moving, Mad Not Mad, Utter Madness.
Keep Moving's a great album. It's just not a Madness album because there's no sense of joy or fun or silliness to it. We're very much a serious band at that point, wanting to be very, very serial.
We're talking Mad Not Mad?
And Keep Moving. Keep Moving as well.
Mad Not Mad reminds me of the Isle of Wight.
Because I purchased a copy of vinyl.
This is not a song for me.
No.
This is sort of everything I hate in music. This is the sort of silliness I don't really enjoy.
Right.
But honestly, I can't... kind of good conscience bin this either. It's not my cup of tea, but I can't bin it. People like it too much.
I'd be set it, smash cut to you, just the burning cinders of your lovely home.
No, but like I need to be honest as well. Like this is not something I'm ever going to sit and listen to for fun.
I'll go to the wall for Madness. I don't have the depth of knowledge that Craig does, but it does everything for me. It tickles my Proustian pickle because... of that VHS tape that I've alluded to in the past with all the videos on, which is a little bit of a comfort blanket, or was a little bit of a comfort blanket to me. I'd love to be able to find that again.
Complete Madness?
Complete Madness. It's also...
It's got the little interludes in between each music video.
I know that it's Madness when it comes down to it, so it's going to split opinion. I've heard the view alluded to by one of my friends that I'm not saying every Madness fan is a cunt, but every cunt I've met is a Madness fan, which is not true because me and Craig, but I am with Craig. I love that he's got such... It makes me so... Madness, that period and those singles make me really, really happy. Can't say fairer than that. So anyway, I'm glad we've dwelled upon this because, and I was just wondering whether we'd kick through everyone's list songs. So
we're close, aren't we?
Yeah,
Mark Morrison's not come up.
Mark Morrison's not come up.
No, it hasn't.
Two of the thank you. Oh, that's going to be a hard shift.
Yes, it is.
I've got two of the three. Craig, Madness, Ian Jory,
Jive Bunny.
So
come on,
we've got Jive Bunny in. Madness is pending. We've not had Ian Jury.
We have had Ian Jury.
Is it in?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sorry.
We must have put
we
that
have
in.
Had Ian Jury. So all well, this is your third of three.
Yes, it went
Liam,
in.
Liam, Telstar in.
Right on Time.
In.
Yeah. Imagine I wanted to torpedo.
Wow, so the only one left of is
Mark Morrison's Matt Return Morrison.
Yes, it is.
There's still, like, I've got targets waiting in this pantheon as well. Like, there's one I've got my fucking sights set on.
Is it worth us then when we get Mark Morrison out the way? Is that the way to do it?
Do we need to start thinking of some more targets, more wish lists? Yeah,
there's definitely one or two more on my list.
Right, okay. I tell you what, when should we refresh?
Homework, boys.
When should we refresh?
Well, maybe we're on 76 now. Why don't we?
80?
I can live with 80.
Right, okay.
Episode and you can carry Mark Morrison back over.
Yes.
You can carry Mark Morrison over if he doesn't come up.
Carry it over.
Yeah.
Three more from each. Whether to keep our torpedo. Right, well, big day. House of Fun is in front of us. What else you got?
Let's go for my second number one.
1,426. It's number one right now.
Well, hang on. You going on one?
Yeah, I've gone. I'm gone, mate.
Was I getting a pint glass?
No, you were here.
Yeah. Right, okay. Underlined, Craig has gone on one.
I'm gone. No way.
So Craig wants to instantly bin, obviously.
It's okay.
My second
number one. My stats up.
My second number one of the week is unique number one at 231.
Okay, numbers.
Okay, numbers, actually. So first 65, number one.
65, 66?
67.
Ooh, a little later.
Yeah. 2nd of March, 67, and it was number one for 6 weeks. Any more facts for me? I've already forgotten the machine we spent so long talking about.
Rocket from the encryption.
That thing. Yeah, whatever. Noises. Words.
Thanks.
Nothing. This is a song you both know. Initially, I was like, oh, Christ. But actually, yeah, sure, whatever.
You sell it, boy.
Torch songy.
Please. Engelbert spank.
Wengelbert slapped me back.
Jang. Flang.
This is Wengelbert slapped me back with.
Engelbert spanky bunk.
Release me. Please let me go. If you have ever been drunk at 3 a.m. in a. Lock-in Labour Club, you have sung this song.
So specific.
Yes. And it could be a Connie Club as well, that's okay too.
No, they don't have fun there.
No.
This is fun. Gary.
But it is, this is very much a moment where you should go home and drink a lot of water, whatever is happening in your life, I think. It is.
So this song only exists because he's dehydrated.
Yeah. He's very leathery. I don't know what to say about this. This is one of those songs that's just sort of pervasive. It was also the theme tune to The Fast Show, if memory serves, was it?
Yes! Yeah!
Yes.
Spotter's Badge.
But an instrumental version, I think. And it was sang by Kenny Valentine on the show, which is White House, I think, wasn't it? That's the only information I've got. I've got really, like, very little opinion of this. It doesn't offend. It doesn't thrill. It doesn't enmoisten. I'm a moderate level of dampness. I'm my standard dampness. Where are you both? Greg? I know you've already gone.
I've already gone.
But what is your opinion of this track?
It's not disappointing enough that would ever get even close to changing my opinion on it. It's a crooner classic. And we all know where I stand on Croony McCroonface.
I was about to say, if Madness weren't in your view, you're smashing this in the bin, mate.
Yes. It would lean me more towards the bin than not.
ML?
Donuts, North Pier, piped out.
Oh, very different. Okay.
Shitty tannoy
speaker. Yep.
At the front with the sound of bingo being called intermittently.
Seagulls. The
come racing with the Arabian Derby, it is, so play it now.
I love the Arabian Derby.
Place your bets now, please. All the sevens, 31.
I don't love you anymore.
Beautiful.
I like the smell of donuts. I don't know why.
I don't like cinnamon.
Situationally, I'm fine with this, but I'm not sure how much merit it carries.
Yeah, it's a really strange song to judge this one.
Yeah.
Because it's sort of really everywhere.
This is, we've not mentioned the S word here, this is, like, Engelbert is English schlager, isn't he? Like,
yeah.
You know, it's this and the last...
This is light music.
Oh, is it?
I think so.
Trad pop. Yeah. Is it down as traditional pop?
Oh, great question. I don't know, but it's 67 as well. This is after the Beatles have kicked off properly, which is late, isn't it? For something this traditional, I think.
Counter-programming. When everybody's sounding like Merseybeat, we need something else.
You need something for the other people that don't like Merseybeat.
It's easy listening. According to Wiki, he's traditional pop, easy listening, and schlager.
Release Me is down as genre, popular music.
Popular music for lovely people.
Right, all right.
Shall we bring it on home then?
All right.
I'm going to give you facts and then I'm going to shut up and let Matt speak about this one.
Ooh.
So my next number one is unique number 1794.
Good number.
This was number one for the first time on the 20th of June 1990. Any guesses?
Six.
Four.
Eight.
Never too late.
It was number one for 3 weeks. Rocket from the Encryption, have you got any more facts for me, please?
Oh.
Which year are we on? 98.
Here we go.
That's a nice touch. I never noticed that before, that they'd sampled the Wembley crowd singing. Right, pause this, please. Oh, they are so lucky.
Why?
Because...
You need to explain context to me for this one.
Badil Skinner, Lightning Seeds.
Three Lions, 1998.
Three Lions was such an enormous success after Euro 1996 that instead of coming up with a completely new... In fact, it might have been a completely new song. Was this the one with the Spice Girls and...
There was an official song.
Yeah. Anyway, this got re-released with slightly tweaked lyrics, which actually, if mem serves, there's a little bit of an oddity. I think there's only three songs that have returned to the top of the charts. Same song, slightly different lyrics. But I was thinking Mambo No. 5, Louis Vega, Bob the Builder. This, Three Lions, 98, and there's another that I'll try and dredge from my memory as we go forward. The reason why these are very lucky gentlemen is we got... Three Lions, the first one in. And I did say at the end of that, when 98 comes, I'm going to bin the shit out of it, however it's with House of Fun.
Yes.
So we can dance Nobby's Dance, we can dance it in France.
So is this World Cup? Is this Euros?
Yeah,
this
is World Cup 1998.
Right. I thought the World Cup happened every... 4 years.
Three Lions is the European Championship.
Realise European football is run by UEFA.
Yep.
World football is run by FIFA. So they both want their tournaments. And I suppose
which one is more corrupt?
Oh, mate, you want to go there? I don't think we should spend that long on this. I think they've got a pass due to where they're at. I think that's a shame because it's a little bit lazy. The lyric changes make it worse.
Tears for heroes dressed in grey.
If you want to refer to our discussion on the previous version, have a look at episode 46, dear listener, and that will be the original.
Yeah, the kernel of it was it's well put together pop song about football. It's like Die Hard isn't a Christmas film. It's a film set at Christmas. This is a song about football rather because... Whereas this one is because of, you know... Anyway.
Yeah.
Bullshit, bollocks, wank, piss.
So... Craig?
Yeah, I've already kept.
I'm guessing you would change your mind to an instant bin now, right? If you could do.
Honestly?
Would this give you pause for thought?
I really like Three Lions, and there is very... Even though the first one's gone in, there's very little chance to get Lightning Seeds in. I could be talked around there was another good song attached to this one. This isn't the be-all and end-all. Again,
it's already in, though.
Already in, but as we've said, we can have the song twice.
Yep. Okay, so Craig's on a keep, Mr. Leonard.
I'm a good friend, and even though the listeners are going, this isn't testing the music,
nepotism at its worst.
Vile, it's vile. Well, let it be vile. It's going in. Right, okay, let me try and argue it, right? I love madness. Suck it. Release Me makes me think of donuts. Nothing else happened.
So you're going to keep?
Yep.
I'm going to be the voice of reason for a moment. I don't actually like any of these three pieces of music.
You've got to vote bin then.
No. I don't. I don't actually like them, but I don't think they are bad pieces of music. Wow. I think, well, Three Lions, question mark. But it was also a little bit of a... Three Lions generally is sort of a bit of a moment in pop history, but we've already got it really in, well, so we can kind of forget about that. Release Me, I think, is a decent bit of music. Very schlagery and easy listening in, a torch song, and not something I'd ever listen to, but it's not bad. Again, House of Fun is not my cup of tea at all. I would never listen to it out of choice, but again, it is not bad music. And based on the fact that it's not bad music, I can't bin it. If it's... shit music, it's
don't
going...
make this rod for your back.
If it's shit music, it's going in the bin.
All right.
I don't think it's shit music. I just don't really like it. So it's a triple keep. Unana keep all round.
People probably want to... If you've got any problems, just write to your MP. Dear George Galloway, those boys...
Oh, God. Those boys on that podcast put Engelbert in Best of Music. What do you think?
Are they pro Israel, though? Don't go there.
This is too spicy. We're moving on to our next contestant, which will be Mr. Leonard.
Welcome to the section I like to say is called Episode Songs 76. Unique number one, 219, 219, just before 20 past two. 2 weeks. July 1966.
Oh.
Any more information before we go forward? Speedo and the boys. No, press play.
Sunny afternoon.
Kinks in it.
On the nose, lads, on the nose.
If only they were the Turtles.
1966, showing off again. Makes you sick, doesn't it? Sick with joy. Some songs are just archetypal to the age. I think we've actually dwelled upon this with Craig.
Mm. What a great album cover. I've never seen that album cover.
Think about if you were a sound editor for a television show. Think about if you were a lazy sound editor to a television show. You've got some shots of people... in Regent's Park on a Super 8 from the first Summer of Love. Girls in Mary Quant dresses, buttoned up bobbies, and the odd man with a bowler. The grass is iridescent green. You're slapping this on it, aren't you? You're slapping this right all over it. It's so time and place, and it's all the better for it. Something about Ray Davies's voice too, I suppose. He's kind of got a weird, effective narrator kind of voice. He's got a kind of strange, almost a little bit tongue-tiedy kind of voice. But it's also something Damon Albarn called back to, you know, about 30 years later with Modern Life is Rubbish, Part Life, and
Life.
Great Escape. Waterloo Sunset, that song makes me weep. This song just makes me grin. A lovely, playful satire on the stinking rich. Lads, any views to the contrary?
No.
Not to the contrary, no.
You're not going to get anything from me other than this.
So come and join me on the boat on the Serpentine as we bask in the mid to late 60s sun.
There is a bit of a haze across everything. It's lovely. It's evocative, which I think is a nice way of summing up your lovely descriptive intro. It's super evocative, and it's... just great 60s alt pop, if you can throw such a word at this kind of slightly, not psychedelic, but slightly psychedelia tinged around the very edges kind of pop that was coming out from Kinks et al. At that period.
I wonder if it felt as exciting then. You know, like, I suppose it doesn't feel exciting at the time, does it? You need the helicopter view to go, holy fuck, look at all this stuff going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can just imagine the elder statesman going, another one of these.
Well, that's what I always find fascinating with shots of London from 66 to even up to the Beatles.
Old men with squinty eyes, big glasses, and just
bowlers. Yeah, actual just like, bowlers, but still going up to people.
No,
and
going, I don't like the Beatles, when the Beatles, what they're doing is completely wrong.
And there's a guy in a bowler hat going up to a young person going, you, what's this? And, you know, that's how it worked back then. And it was, you know, they must have felt like a real diametric shift going on here. Fabulous. Right, no more on that. Unique number 1143.
Lovely.
Right, 1-4-3. So we were in the 60s. Early 60s. That one, weren't we? This isn't the 60s. But it is the 60s. You'll get there, guys. November 62, 5 weeks at number one. Oof. Anything other that should be notable about this song from Rocket from the Encryption? Nothing on this. Press play, see how we go.
Gosh.
Here it is.
I got a feeling called a blue.
It's not Slim Whitman, but it is. What is it with yodeling? But it is. It's Frank Ifield with Lovesick Blues. Welcome to every number one ever, Frank Ifield. Frank Ian Field. I have no idea. Frank Ifield for short. He's still with us, so be kind.
No.
Frank Facts, Australian.
Frank Facts, I love Frank Facts.
Born in Coventry.
It
says Australian on Wiki.
Not how it works.
Matchable, naturalised. If you don't like him, you can give it to him.
Did we ship him over there?
Oh, wow, that's a dark turn. Well, thinking about it, to be sent to Coventry was a way of saying you'd been rusticated, wasn't it? To like kind of been shut out.
Yeah.
So he's born in Coventry and then shipped off because he's a...
Sent to Coventry, yeah.
Dark. Sent to... Anyway. He once had a backing group called the Dick Car Buckaroos. Let that one sink in.
Don't try it without stretching first.
Indeed.
That took a second, didn't it?
Real imagery there. Strong imagery. In 1986, he contracted pneumonia. Right.
What is that? This?
This is still Frank Facts, but I started laughing on a bad one. Stop. Stop.
Frank Facts.
In 1986, he contracted pneumonia, which resulted in the removal of part of his lung and damage to his vocal cords, and consequently was unable to sing or yodel anymore.
Oh, no.
Frank iPhone.
What a loss for us all.
This song is peppy as fuck. Yeah. It's a million miles away from the blues. It's all staircase yodeling back with bargain basement Herb Alpert. Because I always say his name wrong. Herb Alpert.
Yeah, he's not an Albert.
It's not Herb Albert. Herb Alpert. But the song is a Tin Pan Alley song. It's done the rounds with the crickets, Hank Williams having a go.
Meh.
Frank iPad. Over to you.
You want to give stuff like a decent crack of the whip, but sometimes you just
play it again.
No, I'm fine. Like, you know when Craig goes, oh, it's the 50s, bin it. This is, yeah, he's fucking right. Like, fully on it.
1962, but 50s quite.
Go on, Craig, what about you?
I
like it.
You like it. Come on, this is...
There's something...
Vic Reeves, that one.
Yeah, there's something so joyful of the concept of yodeling in popular music.
Right, get that one on a t-shirt.
I'm leaving.
There's something so joyful about the concept of yodeling in popular music.
Dear listener, I am casting for someone to take my place on this fucking show if that nonsense continues. Tomfoolery.
Faux Mexicano with your le over the top of it. It shouldn't work, but it does.
Right, okay. Because this is an apt time. Kitchen me, Craig.
Keeping.
Liam.
Ooh.
Brilliant Kinks versus yodeling, which is what everyone wants.
Lazing on a sunny afternoon.
I am in the middle of the room looking at the fridge.
Nice.
Side eyes.
I'm like, maybe.
Let's see, get some bodies shifting. Unique number one.
This is a shame with this is not being a digital a visual medium because no one got to sort and see your shake your tatas then.
Too sexy.
Yep.
983.
That's all right. I like that. That's what, early 90s?
Another July, but this time in 2004. Fact me.
It's been
1 week.
Nah.
Obviously. Hit play.
Oh, it's all about you. Nope. Which one?
Recently I've been.
Just said the song title, like you.
Obviously.
Whom?
Unrequited Love from McFly.
McFlizzle.
A song written by Tom Fletcher about his then ex-girlfriend who left him and was going out with a copper. True. Although he changed the job role in the song to the Marines.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wouldn't scan with policemen. Plot completion, by the way. Tom and the girl would reunite in more recent times. They're now hubby and wife. Lovely news.
Wonderful.
I bet she loves hearing that song.
Wait.
Was that their wedding dance?
What, Liam?
Wonderful.
Right, yeah.
What do you want from me?
It's just a shame that this isn't a visual medium.
I got nothing.
Do you reckon they still play this? Do you reckon what if it's her favourite song? You see, less lovely is the fact that this song doesn't fire on all cylinders in my eyes like it should. I admire the craft, but it's just a bit by numbers. It doesn't help also that I prefer Danny's more full-chested voice.
Go away.
Than our Tom. Yeah.
Go away. No.
Really?
I'm very much more a Tom than a Danny.
I'm bored.
Listen, McFly hater.
Could you call the bitch,
87. Out with you.
But even Danny, I don't think, could lift this to where he could be. And that's the annoying thing with this. It's a proper 5 out of 10. That could have been a 7. You.
Oh, fuck. I object to 4 aged twinks pretending they're American. I'm fucking done with it.
Carry on.
I find that vocal delivery like a cheese grater to the frontal cortex. It is awful.
Okay, so we're drawing a line on English acts doing a faux American accent. There's certainly going to be none of your favourite songs of all time.
Wow.
Or artists
wow.
that could quite possibly...
Listener, battle lines are literally being drawn here.
So
literally
personally.
Being drawn.
Can I renege on House of Fun?
Oh, fuck this. No, let's not fight.
Too late. 2-1 anyway. Fuck yous.
Let's...
No, I think it's dreadful. Busted were bad enough, and then we got a carbon copy of them.
I think that's a massive injustice to McFly. I think Busted...
Do you want me to... Are we handing over? Are you done?
Yes.
We're
to quickly...
Liam's face is melted in front of me.
To quickly bat that away, Busted were poorly written pop punk. It was well instrumented, but lyrically it was very, very poor.
Agreed.
I think McFly's
Obviously.
Weakest... Yeah. Well done. I think... McFly's weakest stuff was the first album, which was written/co-written mostly with James Bourne as an outlet after Busted had broken up. I think McFly became far more interesting when the boys got a chance to write their own content, which is where you get the more story, and they turn into more a Beatles act with a lot of string instrumentation.
This is not how you sell me, Craig.
No, I'm. Why would I try and sell you on any of this? This is for the audience and myself alone.
Right. Well, right.
So Craig's on a hard keep.
I think for me, McFly is an easy keep every day of the week, no matter what it is. I think there are very few, quote unquote, classic McFly tracks, and that's everything up until Greatest Hits McFly, and then they all separate to go write books, go on dancing shows, whatever the rest of them do. Since they've reformed, they've never really hit that stride again, but everything up until that point I think was fairly consistent, and they got better and better and better and better and sort of ended on a high point.
Let me walk you back through, Liam.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got one key. We've got McFly, obviously, that you would prefer to drink your own sick.
A yodeler with pneumonia.
Frank iPad with Love Sick Blues.
Oh, Love Sick Blues.
Played for that. And the Kinks, 60s classic Sunny Afternoon. obviously I can only suggest, but King's Sunny Afternoon is a 9 out of 10. There's no such thing as a 10 out of 10. King's Sunny Afternoon is a 9 out of 10 for me. It's a ghost town type level. Mm-hmm. Can it drag in Frank iPhone and McFly?
Yeah.
Yeah! Make it three! It's going in! Choice.
That was a close one, though.
Mm. Obviously.
I was split right down the middle.
Like a kipper.
Just over to the side. So, like, it got a little bit more tit on one side. That was enough to push it towards the fridge.
It's like having a breast and a half.
Yeah. That was a ghost town for me. I mean, I don't mind that McFly song.
Yeah.
And I'll let a yodeler in.
Yeah.
You know me.
Slim Whitmond.
Shall we move on and shall we do Matthew's three? Oh,
I've done mine.
Shall we do Craig's three?
The Forgotten Member.
old woe is me over there.
give me a record deal and an auto-tune program. I'll get one of these hits.
Ladies and gentlemen, cough, cough, cough.
There's a fucking throwback. My first number one this week is unique number one, number 692.
Good numbers.
Yes.
This was number one for 3 weeks from the 26th of June.
It makes me so happy when you do that, Craig.
Oh, in a roll.
That's just how he rolls.
From the 26th of June in the year of our Lord, 1993.
I didn't like that one as much.
It's a bit forced, that one. Before we go any further, Rocket from the...
Sorry, though.
Right, we'll stop dwelling on the little affectations now. Carry on.
Before we go any further, Rocket from the encryption. On a rope, on a rope. Got me hanging on a fact.
Oh, that's hanging on a rope. I know that one. Look at me.
Look at you.
I knew there were 11 men on the football team the other week, and I knew that there was a Rocket from the crypto.
Never been prouder.
Unfortunately, no facts. I have some interesting facts for this after we've played it, but again, I think you will get this one instantly.
I reckon so. 93. Oh, James. One-eyed Willie.
Yeah.
Right. So this is obviously Gabrielle with Dreams King.
Yep.
Does she need to wear an eye patch?
No, so...
Is it real or is it an affectation? Is it a...
So
a
she
disability.
Does have...
She has a lazy eye.
She has a lazy eye.
So
I think in the video, both eyes are in vision.
Yeah.
She's wearing some glasses. She's walking through Walthamstow, I think. And that's literally the only time. I just think it's a shame, because obviously I spread that wonderful lie years ago that... Was it a brother shot her in the eye? something like that. Because that was when she was...
Doing the hair.
Yeah, she'd moved from pirate chic to emo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pirate chic to emo. That's a Venn diagram as well.
It is. And the middle is Gabrielle's lazy eye.
Fun fact about this one, and the second you hear it, you'll never be able to unhear it.
Oh, God.
The original version of this song, because this is a re-record for the major label release, it was released as an indie first. And
so why have they used that fucking plugged-in acoustic?
They used an unlicensed sample at the front and tail end of this song.
Oh, I'm fascinated.
Now, what song do you think fits perfectly, and I mean perfectly, with Dreams?
Oh, can I hear the original? Is the original out there?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, cool.
But it'll give it away as soon as you search for it.
Let's do the original, shall we?
Oh, what? This is a piss take, right?
Nope. This is the original release.
Wow.
Keep this going, man. I just want to hear her sing. Nice! Oh, mate, this is sex.
This is so much better than the proper version.
This is banging.
This is like En Vogue or
Soul to Soul,
Salt and Peppery in places. Yeah.
yes, stop this. I have an erection. Carry on.
That's great. Good find.
That's yes, fucking great.
Absolutely banging version. Obviously pulled because not got the rights to Tracy Chapman's Fast Car at the front and tail end of that.
You were Chapman up. She's letting that go.
Yeah.
Done by an indie. I think as legend goes, Gabrielle was seen in a pub with another singer, went to a studio to record, and the engineer took her to one side and said, come back later tonight, love. I've got something for you.
Ooh, dear. Ooh,
didn't like that.
Came back later that night and was presented with Dreams.
Wow.
Recorded that version and then, I believe, signed to Go Discs, I think, right, was the label that picked her up. At which point they went, we're Go Disc. We don't have Tracy Chapman money. Take that bit out the front, take it out the back. And they went, oh, just re-record it. It's fine. And just took the Tracy Chapman sample out the front end, and it closes out with it as well. It drops out and goes back into that simple acoustic again.
You're right. I mean, it's the guitar part is it's different.
Yeah, but it's.
But I can't think of the song without hearing
you
that.
You can't. You'll never be able to hear Dreams now without hearing Fast Car.
It's a really good interpretation. It does everything that it does, but it's different.
That's clever.
That's really good.
And I like the song anyway. I've always kind of liked Dreams. I think it's quite a cool tune.
Yeah,
because that's why we're here, remember?
Oh, sorry.
But yeah, I always liked Dreams. I think it's a really good pop song. It was kind of Gabrielle's first big moment, wasn't it?
Yes.
But I always thought Rise was a decent tune as well, in a kind of saccharine way.
Gabrielle went from sort of dance pop princess to unfortunate soul, and everybody else was kind of doing it at that point.
That's what I was about to say, suggest. I just think she went with the times, which is, I suppose, what you've got to do as a pop person. And I preferred the 1993 Gab than the latter day Gab.
Yeah.
Although
the ballady,
point of note, your I'm Alone, I've Been Dumped, I'm Crying song, Out of Reach.
Yes.
Tune.
Yeah.
Notting Hill soundtrack.
Oi, oi!
No.
Is that at the top of this episode? Yeah.
Love Actually.
I was literally about to ask, why have I got the Notting Hill soundtrack?
What a fucking...
What's your second one, you dickhead?
My second number one this week is Unique, number one, number 481.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
This was number one for 2 weeks from the 13th of June in the year of our Lord, 1981. Before we go any further, Rocket from the Encryption, straight American facts. Nothing, nada, zip. Again, I don't have a lot to say about this one, but... another solid track, I think. Press play.
I don't immediately know it. Why? Oh. Oh, wow. Why is Liam gone? Listeners, something's happened to Liam. A memory, perhaps? Oh, right. Can I speak first, then? I don't
care what they think about you being. This is Smokey Robinson. With... Being With You.
Schmaltz.
Yes, and it just kind of leaves me a little... I mean, it's very classic, but...
I mean, when you say it's... God, I'm using this term, we banned it about so much. It's properly fine, this, isn't it? I think... Right, okay, radio test. We're on the way back in a bit.
Yep.
This comes on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm changing
the station.
You're whizzing it up? I think I'm turning it up a bit.
Oh, really?
In a kind of almost... I know it's failings. I know it's schmaltz, but I'm leaning into this hard and I'm enjoying it. That's all, really. I know what you're saying, that there doesn't appear to be that much... It feels late. Is it SM and the M or just SM?
It's just SM.
Are you back in the room?
I am back in the room.
Can I ask you what happened to you then?
You can, and we'll make it a drop down for Patreon. It's not a bad tune, though. Like, this is strong, and it sits alongside Gabrielle's Dreams. It sits Long Dreams really well, I think, doesn't it?
It does,
like,
actually.
That's a really nice couplet, those two.
It really is. Let me ruin it with you.
Number
1,357. This was number one for 8 weeks.
Oh, are we on a...
George Formby?
Yes.
Sheeran.
Are we on a Sheeran?
Well, let's not jump the gun a little here. 8 weeks from the 23rd of May in 2019. Rocket from the Encryption, When in Rome, Do the Facts. Nothing, nada, zip. I will give you this much. You're 50% right. Press play.
Is it only his left side?
It'd be plus.
Just someone's hacked Justin.
No, he's not in half. It's Sheeran plus, isn't it? I'm trying to think. So he did one with... What's going on there? I'm at a party I don't want to be at. And I don't ever wear a suit. Is it Rolf Harrison, Ed Sheeran? Wondering if I can sneak out the back.
Nobody's even looking. Give it a 45. Can you take my hand, finish my hair when I'm with my baby,
yeah. All the bad things disappear. Are you making me feel the Oh, that is somebody. I can deal
with the bad nights when I'm with my baby. I don't know who that is.
This was number one for 8 weeks.
Yes.
I've never heard this in my life.
This is Ed Sheeran and The Beeb. This is Justin Bieber.
Oh, I thought the BBC.
That's not too bad.
It's called I Don't Care. On paper, this shouldn't work. This is Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber.
Doing like a ragga thing.
Slammed together. But if you take into account, this is Ed... Post the irony of everybody hating him and was starting to actually write some good tunes again. And it was the Bieber Renaissance where everybody had finally forgotten how much of an annoying little shit he was. And he was also writing really decent sort of slow jam hip hop stuff.
Yeah, and he was doing some of that acoustic stuff around the time as well, wasn't he? Yeah.
And so with that moment in time meshing together, we're presented with a song that I think deservedly deserves the 8 weeks. This is a real sort of feel-good summer song.
Lowest common denominator, though. You know what? The British public have done much worse than keep this at number one for 8 weeks. Mm. Agadoo made it to number two.
Hello.
This is not the worst musical crime ever perpetrated.
I actually think it's quite good.
I think it's all right.
After the show, I'm going to go back and actually listen to this and give a bit more attention.
He is minted, isn't he, Sheeran?
Oh,
I'm
yes.
just, I'm just Be- going.
Bieber's going to be just pissing gold.
Oh, I mean, fuck that prick. But like, Sheeran, just for the simple reason that he rocks up, does Wembley Stadium times four, just him, guitar, looper, manager, someone to keep him company. Yeah. I'm going through his discography here, and I'm not going to list it, but basically from, fuck me, there has not been a single he's released that hasn't gone platinum.
Yeah. Wow.
And this one went... Platitudes times four over here.
God.
Well, you've got both sets of fans, haven't you? You've got the Sheerans and the Biebers.
Where's Aria? Australia. So it went times eight in Australia.
Depends on how they rate platinum, though.
Fair. Well, I mean, I forget what
the numbers change.
300,000 for an album.
It depends on country.
Over here.
Oh, okay.
The only country that matters.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. No, you talk about Australia.
What I'm finding more interesting now as time's going on is now that Sheeran has essentially hung up the guitar and gone, you know what, I'll just do what I need to do now. You're probably going to see him do a lot of writing, might get a featuring. But he's doing what he enjoys now. I don't know if you saw recently, he showed up at a Darkness gig, got up on stage and sang Get Your Hands Off My Woman with the Darkness. Just he just showed up and was like, am I all right, just popping on? And just went and did...
They must have asked him, right?
Well, it'll be...
I don't want Sheeran turning up to a gig.
Can you imagine Justin Hawkins having the clout to be able to ring up Ed Sheeran and go, do you fancy coming joining me at the Academy to
Are they both from Suffolk? That's not
important. Is he doing a Snoop Dogg now where Snoop just does what he wants?
Yeah.
I've got a lot of time for that.
Yeah, I think he's made his money. He's done everything he needs to. He's finished the calculator. He doesn't need... He doesn't need to release anymore.
I've completed the calc.
You know what? And I never... God, this is what this podcast does to you. I never saw myself saying this, but when he puts down the guitar and becomes less earnest, he's much less distasteful.
That's the bit. And I just think, you know, we're going back to the old men shouting at clouds from a couple of episodes ago. That's the bit that tips us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the faux sincerity of it all. Well, this doesn't
this
feel
is,
like
well, this isn't a cry wank. This is a joyous song. This is singing how much he enjoys being with his baby.
Which we could all echo, right? I'll ask one last question before I think we need to make a decision, don't we? And this is a bit more of a personal closer to home question for us. Does this episode, what are we on, 75?
76.
76. Mark a point where we have officially softened on shit.
No.
The sheer and reappraisal.
I love this guy.
No, absolutely not. This is a point where we've kind of maybe looked at, there is maybe a point at which Bieber transitions out of being an absolute turbo into something that's just not particularly interesting.
Fire up the beat machine. Right, you lead us on this, Craig, being you're in positions.
I will lead you quite nicely then. I think Dreams is one of the best songs of the 1990s.
Fair.
I think that the Smokey track is a fairly decent early 80s ballad. Yep. And I think that this is probably the best you're going to get an example of upbeat in the past 10 years in the UK music charts from two of the biggest names in music. It's a very, very, very easy keep on this three.
I can't fault him. The logic is sound, I think.
I've really enjoyed talking about these three as well.
Yes.
Make it three. Go on.
Nice way to end. Gosh, what an unusual episode. Cool. In that case, let's wrap up. Weird.
Get your eye patch on.
I was going to play it straight, this one, as well, but now you've tickled the impersonation part of my brain that wants to go head to Patreon. I'm not going to do it. Okay. Head over to everynumberoneever.com, where you'll find a link tree which features all the links to our various social medias, to our email account, to the website as it is. If you fancy throwing a couple of pennies our way to help keep the lights on, or you like what you hear and just like to support us in some way, shape, or form, head over to patreon.com/ENOE podcast, where you'll find a variety of extra content, extra pods, extra articles, extra playlists, extra everything over there that you could enjoy if you like what we do over here. That all that leaves me to say now is, Liam, how is the Pantheon looking this week?
This week we have had a week of unanimous keeping across
the board,
which is an unusual thing for us to agree that much. But when you look at the strength of what's actually now in the podcast or in the Pantheon this week, you can point to one track in each of our threes that just broke the bank. So we had House of Fun by Craig.
Ba-da.
For Craig from me. Ba-da. We've had Matt.
What was this episode? God, it's been a long episode, this one, hasn't it?
We've had Matt's Sunday Afternoon by the Kinks. And we've had Craig's
Dreams
by Gabrielle. Those three tracks alone are massive. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we can understand like just how big those tracks are. And then, you know, in that we've got some interesting bits and bobs, like McFly's, obviously, which sort of split some opinions. A decent Smokey Robinson tune. We've come round to Bieber and Sheeran somehow.
Headlines.
Engelbert Wingle Dingle is in. But then there's also some shat that has snuck through the door.
How dare
such
you?
As
How dare you?
Three Lions in 98, let's be honest.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe Frank Ifold.
Frank iCloud.
Yeah. Bit questionable. McFly questionable. But honestly, I don't. That is a week where, you know, you can kind of look back and kind of go, job well done. I feel like we've made the correct decisions this week. And so the Pantheon is fuller by nine whole songs.
I agree with your happiness there, Liam. I do get the feeling we might get a bit of the stink eye for the three featuring Our House, but the decision was still just, oh my God, it's our show.
Get your own podcast, motherfuckers.
Cheers, kiddo. Thanks, Craig.
You're welcome.
Liam, to you.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful. It's a list song, so we're going to play out with House of Fun. Goodbye. Have a good week. Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Ha 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 ha!